God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DrEMaddox.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that word of God to you. Amen.
Do you want a message to all of y'all? When the Lord starts, we in the last days. Will you be ready? When the Lord returns? Or will you be stuck here? Hell on earth. A passion in my heart to depart before all the madness begins to start. 7 years in the dark, undescribable horror and grief. People gnawing their tongues in anguish and gritting their teeth. They cursing the name of God because of their pains and sores. Seven bowls poured, now here's the score. All hell has broken loose on earth at this time. Beware when people start disappearing, that's a sign that you've been selected to stay. This is the cost you pay for not being saved. Before this day, we be churching while the wicked be hurting. The fulfillment of this prophecy will happen for certain. But here's another side to the story. A get together for those who spent their lives giving God the glory. The Almighty A to Z, that's who Jesus be. The only one who gets you into this party. The great banquet of God, you've been invited to celebrate the Lamb's wedding. Now ain't you excited that we've been promised residence on a new heaven and earth? The first shall be last and the last shall be first. Now look at me, you probably think I'm crazy talking about me behind my back, but that don't faze me, cause those people will still be standing there when the rapture begins. But check it out, y'all, I'm out of here. Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts pulling souls? Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts pulling souls? Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts pulling souls? Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When when the Lord starts full of souls.
As long as Satan breathes, you gon' be tempted to smoke weed and blow steam and make your wood bound like Bo King. That's the main reason I flow clean. No plots to smoke green. I break strongholds like rope strings off of Christ. I build altars and crack prisons. I intercept Satan's killers and start baptism. Check this lyrical catechism. Your whole crew gon' burn worse than swimming in salt with your badges missing. Yeah, you say you alright, but your liver's containing enough caffeine that maybe you should call Sprite. Yeah, your style is alright, your cash is alright, but you gon' be burning in hell longer than all night. You out of control like gay men and dude ranches. Any questions you got, the Bible subdues answers. I'm telling y'all right now, those that forgot Christ, y'all gon' be feeling real salty like not twice. And that's
do you
real.
Wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul?
Or what?
Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul?
Yeah, yeah.
Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul?
Or what?
Or do you wanna go? Or when I go, where I go? When the Lord starts full of soul?
Yeah, yeah. And that's how it's going down. Brother Stone, Katie the Parable, the Unity Universe Music. Come to holler at y'all about the good news of Jesus Christ. And also to let you know, if you ain't saved, you better get saved. He without the spirit of Christ is none of his. If you deny me before man, I will deny you before the Father. And he's only coming back for the church, y'all, the body of Christ. He ain't coming back for no sinners. He ain't coming back for no liars. He ain't coming back for no bars. He ain't coming back for no players. He ain't coming back for no hoes. Just wanna let you know, it's the truth. Get yourself ready for the Lord's return. Stop wasting time thinking you got tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised.
Praise God, praise God. Look, I know that I have callers on the line, but I won't be taking any calls today. I won't be answering any questions today because I want to really move into part four of the days of Noah and the red dragon taken from Genesis 6 and Revelations, the 12th chapter. I recommend that if you have not heard these messages, to go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/DRMADDOX. Look, we want to talk today about some of the elements that Christ discussed to bring this to bear, or makes this important to look at the days of Noah and what it says about the red dragon of Revelations 12. Now let's go to Matthew 24, because our apex text, the text for which we have decided to move into this group of messages, is in Matthew 24:37. And Christ, as he was talking about when he would return, the disciples had asked him a question, and in his responses, down in verse 37, he said, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in those days, they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, verse 39, and they knew not until the flood came
and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be the second coming of Christ. This is what he said in response to the disciples, along with many other things, in Matthew, the 24th chapter. I recommend that you read that chapter and then look at current world events and see if you can identify the things Christ said with what is happening in the headlines of our news. Genesis, the 6th chapter, and I want to zero in on verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Evil continually. Now, what I want to do is go to several pericope of texts, and let's examine those texts, or let's read those texts and see if we can draw a correlation to what's going on in our world today that would suggest that the Genesis process, Genesis 6, is taking place today. Now, as we go through these texts, I'm going to let you draw your own conclusions. Of course, I'm going to make some suggestions, and I'm going to point out some things. I believe the Word of God speaks very clearly for itself. Let's go to Romans, the 1st chapter, beginning in verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. That just simply means that the Jews had first access, but everybody has access at any given point, especially because of Jesus Christ. We need to be real clear there. Verse 17, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Going on, verse 18, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, all unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. You know, people can hold the truth, they can have it, but they hold it in unrighteousness. They manipulate it for their own wicked and sinful purposes. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him, verse 20, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. As we move on to verse 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Now we're going to go through verses 23 to 26. Verses 23 through 26 or to 26 and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. Now, verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. Now, I want you to look around and see if this fits with anything that's going on in our society today, in our state government, in the Supreme Court, laws that are being changed relative to marriage. See if that's the case. Verse 27, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And that's a whole message right there. They decided, men, human beings decided to walk away from God. Look at this country. Look at the United States and tell me what you see. Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled, verse 29, with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, verse 31 and 32, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, and not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Have pleasure in them that do these things.
Directly from the gutter.
Yo. Let's go.
Who wanna see me?
Jack is back in the saddle. Y'all demons better skedaddle. I'm prepared for the battle. Y'all stuck in the Pacific without a paddle. You gotta be some headway. What is you killing? 6 days I'm on their head, but the seventh I'm chilling. Who's willing to try to stop what I present to the public? Some hate it, others love it, but nothing can stand above it. Giving it to you rugged, ain't no sugar to coat it. Aware of the consequences from the moment I wrote it. I know that the game got you, it's systematically whack and erratic. Turns you from the creator to drug addict. Ignore the mathematics, forget your status. And all that they're throwing at us is nothing but glass, it all shatters. I'm on a mission to embarrass and break them. And I'm watching their every movement, knowing that I can take them. For they know that I'm on them, soon as my God free me. Lord, none of you cowards wanna see me, come real. We bringing it to them hard, burn them, leave them charred. Quick to pull a card, I'm telling you don't start. The troops that I support, the heathen they got the heart. Better put up your guard, you don't want a battle guard. Bring it to them hard, burn them, leave them charred. Quick to pull a card, I'm telling you don't start. The troops that I support, the heathen they got the heart. Better pull up your guard, you don't want a battle guard.
It's like the game full of cats who think I'm here to be a target. A way for the attack, but ain't the way I'm about to start. To be
Reapers at your front door, baby. I know you're home now, about to put it on them. You deep, I come alone, they ain't ready. All I got is a mic and time coming as my enemies approach and come up short like Arnold Drummond. It's a nation of us. We on the warpath and heated, directed by what you can't see. And come to be defeated, get witness or perish. Then the options, better check it. I get a track up out of K, grab a mic and wreck it. You dripping and got it twisted, too easy for me to spit on. I recognize the fact I'm real easy to put a hit on. I'm rapping, think that I'm mapping out my escape. Wrong answer, I drop the mic and wait. Y'all probably do me, but that's aight though. Jack will live again inside the spirit of believers and the hearts of men waiting to be perfected, resurrected. I spit it boldly, learn from the Messiah. Ain't no grave on earth can hold me. They want war, listen, since you asked for it, here it is. Yo, ain't nothing new, my group been doing this for years. We bringing it to them hard, burn them, leave them charred. Quick to pull it card, I'm telling you don't start. The troops that are support, the heathen they got the heart. Let them put up your guard, you don't want to battle guard. Bring it to them hard, burn them, leave them charred. Quick to pull it card, I'm telling you don't start. The troops that are support, the heathen they got the heart.
I represent what they mock, it's what the media try to block, what the Catholics tried to stop, and look, we still on fire. What a shock, yo, it's the rock, not a fella, but of ages. I represent the true Hova and the path, look at the hell it raises. Put us in cages, cock your gauges, we don't stop. P. Diddy ain't got a thing on all my truths to hit the block. It's realer than Pac, so am I, ready to die like Biggie. Putting it on, I'm born again, Jack without the jiggy. Who with me? Coming to get me, either or, it's to the good. Got a cross that I'm about to bring, directed to the hood. They scared, like I'm Big Sug, I represent the wood. They made it to a T, the world preparing one for me. Hang me on it, sound crazy, don't it? I ain't ducking no opponent, arms up, like what up, whoever want it, come and get it. Yo, if it's the truth, I spit it. We bringing it to the heathen and they can't do nothing with it. We bringing it to them hard, burn them, leave them charred. Quick to pull their card, I'm telling you don't start. The truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Let them put up your guard, you don't want to battle guard. Bring it to them hard, burn them, leave them charred. Quick to pull their card, I'm telling you don't start. The truth set us apart, the heathen they got the heart. Let them put up your guard, you won't want to battle guard.
Days of Noah and the Red Dragon. We're dealing with the elements, the actualities, the realness of the wickedness that will be existing. We just read some items in Romans, the first chapter, that I know are pertinent to what's happening in your world and in my world today. Let's go to 2 Timothy 3:1 as we roll out texts that support what Jesus Christ said in Matthew 24 relative to the end times, as we relate it to Genesis 6 and Revelation 12. Again, go to the other messages about this subject. Noah, the days of Noah and the Red Dragon, parts 1-3. This is part 4, 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. You see perilous times in Genesis 6. You see them in Revelation 12. Verse 2, and I'm going to be reading verse 2 through 5 in 2 Timothy 3. Verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that do good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. In other words, avoid them. Now, we just read Romans 1. Here's 2 Timothy 3. If you read Matthew 24, look at Genesis 6 and Revelation 12. You see the tie-in? If not, ask God to help you to see it. There is a very specific tie-in. Now let's go to verse 6, and we're going to read verses 6 through 9. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with devil's lust. And I not only say silly women, I say silly men. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Janus and Jambres are the two magicians that stood against Moses with their false demonic magic. Verse 9. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also were or was. We need to recognize that in these last days, in these days of turmoil, in these days of confusion, in these days of extreme wickedness, we must recognize what Christ said. Verse 10, but thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which come unto me in Antioch and many other places. With persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But listen to this. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child, he's talking specifically to Timothy now, who has known the scripture. And some of you have known the scriptures, and it may be strayed away. You need to understand and recognize that we are in the last times. We are living in the days of Noah and the red dragon and all the things that we have pointed out. Look and see if you can relate. God bless you. Hey, I want you to go online and register for the free workshop, God Shift, that's coming up March the 21st. God bless you.